Hey, I'm Cassie, back with the latest Triple M rock news this week.
Hi, this is Angus Young from AC/DC.
They've done it again. AC/DC have topped the album charts for a second week in a row with their brand new album, Power Up. The Aussie rock band's 17th studio album also marks the fifth decade the band have topped the charts. We got a man who's been there for the past five decades, Lee Simon, out of retirement, to talk about AC/DC and the secret behind their success.
And I think a lot of the credit for that actually goes way back. It goes to Malcolm's big brother and Angus's big brother, George Young, who was a mentor to both of them and ran a very tight ship, and also their heritage with the Alberts label, I think gave them a very strong understanding of you've got to dot I's and cross T's, and they run it beautifully.
Catch the full interview with Lee Simon on the Triple M app now and get your copy of Power Up from your favourite record store.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne on Triple M.
Happy birthday to Ozzy Osbourne, who celebrates his 72nd birthday this week. He's had a rough trot with gig cancellations, illness, and remember that quad bike stuck he had a few years back? The Prince of Darkness is back in good health and back on track. He's released an absolute stellar album, Ordinary Man, earlier this year, and is keeping busy working on more material from his home studio. Let's hope Ozzy has a lovely celebration with his family. Maybe with a favourite dish of bat soup. Is it too soon?
Hey everybody, this is Dave Grohl and you're listening to Triple M.
The Foo Fighters have been busy. Not only have they released the brand new single Shame Shame, they've made their own taco. Yep, the band have teamed up with an LA taco stand to release the Foo Fighters taco to raise much-needed funds for the behind-the-scenes workers of the music industry. Although it's only available in LA, the band have shared the recipe online so you can make your own at home. You can check out the recipe on our Instagram at Triple M Rock.
What's up? It's Miley Cyrus.
Well, here's something I never thought I'd say. Miley Cyrus has released a brand new album and it rocks. The country pop star has cut a mullet like a dad, chucked on a leather jacket, and released a rock album that includes special guests Billy Idol and Joan Jett. The new record, Plastic Hearts, comes after a year of rock covers from Miley Cyrus, who's taken on everyone from Pearl Jam to Blondie and even Aussie's Jett. Get your copy or buy it for your daughter for Christmas from all good record stores. This week, the world lost the legendary soccer player Diego Maradona. He was just 60. A legend on the soccer field, and he was almost more famous for his huge parties, as the world's biggest rock stars have shared memories and stories this week, with everyone from Queen, Elton John, and even the guys in Oasis having a wild story to tell. There's one from Liam Gallagher that involves ladies of the night and mad heads, and you can read all about it on the Triple M website now.
G'day, this is Bernard Fanning.
Powderfinger are back. Well, sorta. The Aussie rock band have had a super busy year for a band that aren't even really a band. From their live stream reunion, One Night Lonely, to the release of their new album, Unreleased, it's been a huge year. Unreleased is a record made up of old stuff the band never released. And although it's rejected from the major releases, this is no way a scrappy record. With gigs starting to open up, we asked the band the big question. Will they reunite for a live show? And here's what band members Darren Middleton and Bernard Fanning had to say.
We're a band, we're just not a working band.
That's right. We're not a band that plays live, but we still put out records somehow. So, there is an understandable conundrum going on there, but we have no intention of playing live. We would never say never. It might happen one day, but that's not part of our plan.
So what that means is don't hold your breath. Unreleased by Powderfinger is available in all good record stores now. And get the full interview with the band on the Triple M app now.
Hey everyone, it's Keith Urban.
World famous country music star Keith Urban has announced a massive Australian tour for 2021, and the tickets will be out just in time for Christmas. The music superstar is playing 11 shows from Perth to Wollongong and everywhere in between. All the ticket info is available on the Triple M website now. Sad news this week. Melbourne-based punk drummer and founding member of ska band Area 7, Dan Morrison, has passed away. He's been remembered by the Australian music community as a hard-hitting drummer with a great talent. And having known him personally, he was an absolute top bloke. gigs are popping up around the country with music festivals making a comeback for 2021. Check out your favourite venue and band and make sure you get to a gig and support our local musos. To stay up to date with the latest rock news, download the Triple M app. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.